This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 454 for Tuesday, June 29th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, as consistent concerns over hot and dry prairie weather kept the bias to the upside. Canola up 9 to over $26, new crop November up $26.50, at $796 per ton. Record high temperatures are being reported in Canada this week, with little precipitation in the immediate forecasts across Western Canada to alleviate that heat. Statistics Canada released updated acreage estimates this morning, raising canola plantings for the year to 22.5 million acres. That's up by about a million from earlier intentions and nearly 2 million acres above what was planted last year. In the U.S., activity is mixed. Soybeans and corn both mostly higher, while wheat trading to both sides of unchanged. The USDA releases much-anticipated acreage and quarterly stocks reports on Wednesday, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Soybeans, they are up unchanged in the most active November contract at 13.12.5 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was left unchanged at 60% good to excellent in the latest USDA report. Emergence at 96% was slightly ahead of average. The latest Midwestern forecasts have a bit higher chance of rain over the next week, and that's helping ease concerns over hot temperatures that had propped prices up recently. General expectations ahead of tomorrow's report are for an increase in soybean seedings compared to the earlier forecast. Corn, it's mostly stronger. The September contract up a penny at $5.59 per bushel. The good to excellent ratings for corn dipped 1 point on the week, now at 64% in the top two quality categories. Talk of possible frost in Brazil this next week was also supportive, but expectations for a sizable increase in U.S. corn acres did keep a lid on the upside. Wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat posting large losses after jumping sharply higher overnight. Minneapolis hit new highs before profit taking came forward to send prices down sharply, 20 cents lower in the September contract at $8.13 per bushel. Kansas City wheat holding steady, up a quarter cent in September at $6.27 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 5 cents in September at $6.46 per bushel. The key spring wheat growing regions of Canada and the northern U.S. remain hot and dry, with only 20% of the U.S. crop hitting the good to excellent rating in the latest weekly USDA report. The U.S. winter wheat harvest, meanwhile, is 33% complete. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 29th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.